All right. Welcome to Motivational Monday. Glad you were here on this fine day. And I pray that what you hear will motivate, inspire, and encourage you on your journey of life. And today's theme is staying power. Staying power. And these words come from Jim Towie in an article he wrote on Mother Teresa and the sisters who simply stay. The missionaries of charity in which she created, they never shrink from serving the destitute and trusting in God. You see, St. Teresa of Calcutta, known during her lifetime as Mother Teresa, died on September 5th, 1997, not long ago, folks. When you think of saints who've gone before, people that we look to who inspired in faith, this wasn't 100 or 200 or 500 years ago. This was just 25 years ago. This 25th anniversary should be an occasion for reflection on the missionaries of charity, the congregation she founded in 1950 to work with the destitute. As religious vocations for women have declined by around a quarter since 1997, Mother Teresa's order has grown by a third, with more than 5,100 sisters serving in 139 countries. Mother Teresa's example of self-sacrifice and fearless faith serve as inspiration for her sisters as they live out their vow to provide wholehearted and free service to the poorest of the poor. The missionaries of charity operate 275 soup kitchens, 224 children's homes, 438 homes for the dying, and 10 communities for lepers. If you want to know where to direct your prayers today, direct it right there to these sisters, 5,100 of them serving in 139 countries, doing all of this good around the world. They visit elderly shut-ins, hospitalized patients, and prison inmates, regularly serve or distribute food to more than 1 million people annually, and they shelter pregnant and abused women. The sisters charge nothing for their services and take no government money. They're able to do so much with so little because they do everything with love. The writer of this story says he saw this firsthand when he volunteered at one of their soup kitchens in Washington in September of 1985. They carefully saved everything down to the aluminum foil they used to cook the chicken. And when he offered to buy the sisters as much Reynolds wrap as they needed, Sister Manorama politely declined. That wasn't the point, she explained. They were sharing the poverty of those that they served. Well, the conversation was similar to one that Mother Teresa had many years ago when someone suggested that the sisters use washing machines instead of cleaning clothes by hand. Mother Teresa responded by saying that she'd taken a vow of poverty, not efficiency, and she preferred the insecurity of divine providence. Holy cow, church. Wow. She'd taken a vow of poverty, not efficiency. How counter is that to us in our mind when everything is quick and fast and successful, where we must produce, where we must show our worth, where everything needs to be done so we can move on to the next and the next and the next. Poverty, not efficiency. Relying on the insecurity of divine providence for God to come through. Such heroic trust in God's plans can lead to the ultimate of sacrifices. A year after Mother Teresa died, three sisters were gunned down by Islamic extremists outside their convent in Yemen. Three brave sisters volunteered to continue the work the order had started 25 years earlier within that city. But that anti-Christian sentiment there in Yemen intensified, and another attack came, and they took out more wonderful, loving people. And the order hasn't returned to that city, but they continue, folks, to operate other homes in the country. Such harrowing situations come with the territory. A year ago, five sisters were operating a home for severely handicapped children in Kabul when the U.S. withdrew and the Afghan government collapsed. The sisters were offered seats on a plane to Italy, but they refused to abandon the 11 girls and three boys in their care. by God's grace, and with the help of the Italian government, the sisters and the 14 children were spirited from the country on the second to last plane to leave. The sisters' resolve is on display everywhere that they go. In Haiti, where they've been since 1979, they've encountered two major earthquakes and unprecedented lawlessness that left the country in near ruins. They've dodged gunfire at their medical clinic, survived a highway kidnapping by gang members, and have overcome blockades of their food, water, and medicine by the government. The people of Port-au-Prince refer to the missions of charity as the sisters who stay. I'm going to say that again. The people of Port-au-Prince refer to the missions of charity as the sisters who stay. Well, earlier this year, when Russian missiles bombarded Kiev, the missionaries of charity took in 35 people and huddled with them in the basement of their convent, praying around the clock. And when the siege ended, the sisters emerged and they began distributing food into the neighborhood. If a tree is known by its fruit, then Mother Teresa was the most bountiful of harvest. The anniversary of her death gives the world the opportunity to ponder her legacy and recommit to those who need compassion and care. Very few of us can hope to change the world as she did, but all of us can change the world of those around us, starting in our own families and neighborhoods, bringing a smile to the forlorn, hope to the despairing, and love to the unloved. Did you get that? Each of us can change the world of those around us, starting in our families and neighborhoods, bringing a smile to the forlorn, hope to the despairing, and love to the unloved. As she often said, love is a fruit always in season. May that be true of us. Love is a fruit always in season. Yes, may that motivate and inspire our lives today. All right, good day.